car speeding right into him. We're pausing the video right before he gets hit. The car reverses and hits him again, pushing him further into the street. Neighbors are on the phone frantically calling 911.
They want us to turn him over.
Another neighbor comes out with a pillow. And that's when the suspect, Karen Fisher, identified in court records as a man, but also described as she by police, returns with a knife in hand. The suspect yanks and flips Anderson over, straddles him, and kisses him. We're not showing what happens next because it's too graphic, but that's when police say Fisher stabs him 9 times. She casually walks off as if nothing happened and neighbors just watch. She then tries getting into another car while talking to witnesses. When that's unsuccessful, she leaps over the body and walks away.
Boom! Holy boom. If you're getting a prostitute, boys, you're buying a whore, don't misgender them or they'll kill you. Don't ask me how I know. Oh, wait, no, you can ask how I know. Because I saw this video over here. I saw this, and I was like, oh, that's probably what happened in this situation. As we head into Pride Month, boys, we got stunning and braves. Prostitutes, of course. Has inflation hit the prostitute district? Anybody out there buying whores? Let me know. Inflation. Joe-flation. Hit the red light district and these whores hard. They gotta work hard for that money. Anyhow. Here you've got this man, he's walking down the street, and did he proposition Bo Jackson and fucking drag over here? But damn, dudes be thirsty. I'm pulling up to a quarter, and Bo motherfucking Jackson and drag walks up to me offering some sex for Troy Fitty. I'd be like, nah, I'm okay. Even if I wasn't married, nah, I'm all right. Not my type. But anyway, did this dude procure some services, and then find out that Bo Jackson here got a Louisville Slugger. Is that what's going on over here? And said, I'm out, because this dude gets murdered in a fashion that is incredibly... This runs him down in this Charger. Charged him with a Charger, boys. Then backs over him. And you're sitting there going, wow, that's an angry driver. And then the community shows up in a Challenger. Everybody's got a Dodge here, boys. So then comes back like that. Comes back. Run the dude down twice. Once in maximum overdrive, the other time in reverse. Comes back like nothing happened. Straddles Ombre. Kisses him on the forehead and then stabs him 9 times. George Soros district shitbag attorney is going to say, the victim fell into the knife 9 times. It was probably a blunt old blunt supporting racist, insurrectionist, homophobic, transphobe. Why? Well, look at him walking around. Look at him just walk. Only a transphobe could walk so confidently through wet streets like that. Look at that. So he deserved it. What? No. This is crazy. And to nobody's surprise, again, prostitute Bo Jackson over here has been known to the police. Fisher was already on community supervision for evading arrest in 2023. You just evade arrest these days. If you're the right skin color, or political persuasion, or you're in a Democrat shithole, you just evade arrest for 5 years. That's fine. Zim Zerbalot over here was charged with prostitution in 2021, but the case was later dismissed. Also cuffed for disturbance in 2022, resulted in a mugshot. So, clearly, we need some more of this leftism, boys. In all directions, by the way. We need some more Bo Jacksons over here in drag, and we need some more not arrested motherfuckers and let them evade arrest. And now the fucking prostitute. Fucking prostitute, can you imagine this? Has killed this dude. Transgender runs over 64-year-old man twice before kissing him and stabbing him 9 times. Karon Fisher, charged with murder in the 185th degree. Holy balls! I guess, yeah, that's what I'm talking about. It's not first-degree murder, boys. Now, when you run somebody over a couple times, get out, straddle them, rub your Louisville Slugger all over them. That's a prostitute anywhere. and stab him 9 times in front of everybody like fucking nothing because you've never been held accountable for any of your actions. That's murder in the 185th degree. Being held on a $2 million bond. Well, is this Houston? Yeah, it is. it's Austin or Houston. So, Bo, don't worry. If you're a frequent customer of Bo Jackson over here, I got a feeling this they-them will be on the red light quarter probably by the end of the year because ain't no motherfucker going to get arrested in Houston. Even if you do shit like this, because that's how this Democrat shithole works. Get out there, make America great again, save America. Donald Blumpf. Thank you guys so much for watching the video. Support channel. We kept up today on, what do you want to call this? Pride hors d'oeuvres, boys. Hit that subscribe button and make way, because the salt must flow.